the Akron Summit County Public Library is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year. Pamela Hickson Stevenson, their director, is on the line with me right now. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jean. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. 150 years, that's so hard to imagine. What was the Akron Public Library like way back when?
Well, before there was an Akron Public Library, there were many smaller circulating subscription types of libraries, a mechanics library. I could really geek out on public library history in this country, but I won't because we don't have enough time. But ultimately, because of some changes in state law and because of the desire to make library materials more available to the community at large, a board formed, and the new free Akron Public Library opened on March 1st, 1874. But there was a history of library service before that, typically by subscription. So that meant people had to pay a monthly or annual fee to join.
Wow. So when the Akron Public Library then finally became a thing, what kinds of things? Was obviously all hardback books back then, right?
Well, interestingly enough, not necessarily. Interesting to know that in April of 1874, a month after the grand opening, the Board of Education in Akron turned over to the public library the books that were in the high school library, including what remained of the mechanics library collection, which is one of those libraries that I mentioned that existed beforehand. But even more interesting, Akron's scientific club received some space in the reading room that the board permitted for their cases of fossils, relics, and specimens of natural history. So it was actually, it would have looked like a combination library and museum. Then the board voted to spend $600, including 100 for books in German, because Akron had a very large German population, and they wanted the German population to be able to enjoy the library as well. And then finally, they allowed people who lived outside the city limits to use the library for a $3 fee, provided those applicants received board approval, which I think is a very interesting little twist.
Huh, that's really interesting. So way back in the day, there were some unusual objects at the library. Now we're fast forwarding to today and celebrating all the various things that the Akron Summit County Public Library has to offer. And a lot of them aren't just books anymore. So I wonder if you could kind of go through the list of everything. I mean, obviously you can't say everything, but a lot of the things that you offer, and some of them are kind of unusual. So I wonder if we could talk about that.
Yes, yes. In terms of what we call our library of things, which distinguishes items that are traditionally found in libraries, such as books, magazines, we have quite a collection of various items in this library of things. So our newest addition is an accessibility library, which was done in collaboration and with a grant from Arts Now, and with a tremendous amount of assistance from the Summit County Developmental Disabilities Board. And so this accessibility library contains items that will particularly make events and activities more accessible for folks with varying abilities. And that you can explore that by going to our website. But we also have, we've had these for a few years now, our art library in partnership with the Akron Art Museum. We have a collection of cake pans and kitchen tools. We have hotspots that people can borrow for internet access. And some of the more unusual things that I think most people would never even think about going to the library to borrow are a metal detector, an OBC scanner error code reader, so you can figure out what the messages are that your car is trying to tell you about something going wrong. We have a light meter. We have board games. We have musical instruments. I have to give a shout out to our Kenmore Branch Library, which has a collection of ukuleles. We have memory kits for people to use with folks who are in mild to moderate stages of dementia. We have STEM kits. We have cones you can borrow to help teens or adults pass that maneuverability test for the driver's license that they want to receive. It just goes on and on. There's really not enough time in this brief slot we have this morning to talk about all those unusual things that we have.
Yeah, wow, that's really interesting. I did not know that you had a metal detector or that little gauge that you can use to figure out the error reading on your car. That's really useful. In fact, one time I needed one of those and I didn't have one. So that's kind of cool to know. The other thing that I think is super interesting, of course, Ray's on vacation this week, but we were talking off the air one time about how we both have a huge backlog of stuff from our early careers of cassette tapes and even some video VHS tapes. And he was saying, yeah, I'm going to have to find some place where I can go dub those off and, you know, turn them into digital. And I said, you can go down to the Tech Zone at the main library, right?
Right, you can. And some of our most popular pieces of equipment in our Tech Zone, which is on the first floor at Main Library, of course, include the media transfer station, which will enable you to take old 8mm films and make them digital. The audio cassettes and VHS, of course. Now, those the one advantage to paying somebody to do it is that if you do it yourself, you'll have to spend the time doing it and sit there. It's real time. We don't have the equipment to do it faster. But beyond the media transfer equipment, some of our most popular pieces of equipment in the Tech Zone are our vinyl printer cutter. We had 715 uses of that in 2023. Our laser engraver was used 585 times. One of our own library trustees talked about how his wife came and did engraving of glasses for a daughter's wedding, so that laser engraver is used for all kinds of things. We have two recording studios that had about nearly 600 uses last year. People come in and cut CDs, cut songs. They record messages. We also have a green screen room so that people can do video recordings with a background that of their choosing. So we have a lot of flexibility and a lot of really interesting and fun things to do in the Tech Zone.
That sounds fantastic. You also have a 3D printer there, don't you?
We do. It is not used quite as often, but it is used. It had more than 100 uses last year. We have learned over the years that we've offered it that 3D printers can be a little finicky, so sometimes it needs to take a rest for a few days and figure out. It needs to figure out if it's going to start working again or not. But it is a great tool, and particularly for people who are trying to design something maybe in a model, smaller scale, before going for it in the full size. But yeah, it's great.
I am such a fan of libraries. I remember when I was a kid, I used to, you know, walk up to the what used to be the Ayers branch, which is right next to our radio station now, and now it's an art gallery. And I'd walk home with armfuls of books. And now, you know, I still have at least digital arms full of books all the times because I don't even have to come to the library in person anymore to find great things to read. I'm particularly a fan of audiobooks. So I wonder if you could tell people who maybe haven't availed themselves of this service yet, how they can access things like ebooks and audiobooks through the library.
Certainly. We primarily make use of apps that are provided by outside vendors. I would say the most popular, excuse me, is called Libby, and it's provided by a company named Overdrive, which is located here in northeastern Ohio in Solon. And so people can download ebooks and audio to listen to. There's another app called Hoopla. All of this information is available on the website. We also have digital magazines, comic books, all kinds of things, all manner of digital versions of things, and streaming video for people who want to gain access to movies that are free from the library. Now, we do not have the big commercial providers like Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, those kinds of platforms for videos. We would not be permitted to do. That's not the business model for those companies. But there are other smaller companies And you can find a lot of older movies and a lot of independent movies and documentaries by using the streaming video apps through the library. And again, that's all available. Information is all available on our website. And before we met this morning, Jean, you asked me if we were circulating more digitally than in physical format. And I can tell you no. Our physical items are still the majority, but the digital and downloadable circulation keeps growing. And in 2023, it was about 26% of our total circulation.
Wow, that's amazing. So since it's your 150th anniversary, as we wrap up, do you have any big events coming up? Anything that you're going to do to celebrate your big deal anniversary?
We do. We have a gala planned on June 29th. We will be publishing more information about that very soon. It, although gala makes it sound fancy, like ball gowns and tuxes, it is not. It will not be that level of a celebration, but it will be a wonderful way to enjoy Maine Library after hours with food and beverage. The Theron Brown Trio is going to play. We're going to have a champagne toast to celebrate the library's sesquicentennial. And, of course, plenty of auction items, including many opportunities to get signed books from a variety of authors. So it's been a lot of fun seeing those books come in and see that collection of autographed books growing.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time with us this morning. It's been really interesting. I'm a huge fan of libraries, and I was so happy and interested to find out 150 years. That's amazing for the
Akron. It really is.